Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
My number, so you're here. Jay Williams, catch him on Key, Jay, and Max right here on 92.9 FM ESPN every morning, occasionally on First Take, where he battles with Stephen A. He joins us every Friday, and he joins us now. Jay, what up, man?
What up, baby? How you guys doing?
You ever beat a team or lost by 73 in your career?
Hell no. I feel like last night after watching that game, I was like, somebody needs to get arrested. Somebody needs to get fined. I've never seen that in my life. And, you know, rewatching the game, I'm just like, look, congratulations to Memphis for doing something that has never been done in the history of our game. But, oh my goodness. This reminds me of when I was in eighth grade, and we were supposed to have a scrimmage against another eighth grade team. My eighth grade team was pretty decent, and we had to scrimmage the fourth grade team instead because our JV team was playing in a road game, and we played the fourth grade team. And we just like, man, that's what that reminded me of last night. How is that bad? How bad is that?
No, I mean, now why'd y'all do that to those kids? Is what I want to know, Jay. To those fourth graders, why did you agree to that?
It's called a confidence builder.
In terms of Oklahoma City, do they have to be relocated now?
I mean, don't get me started about the relocation aspect of it. I mean, I've been dying for a team to get back to Seattle or Vegas. So, I mean, we can go down that road if you guys want. I think OKC would be perfectly suited for that if you ask me.
Well, take them, because Stephen A's been trying to get Memphis out to Seattle for a while. So, please take them. Take them or New Orleans. Right? Will you tell Stephen A that? Jay, next time you're on, like, no, Memphis has got a good thing going, and it starts with John Morant, right? I mean, that city has embraced this team.
I mean, last time, I'm having a hard time because every time I sit across from Stephen A, I'm like, can I have a copacetic conversation with this man? I don't know if I can. But, like, the funny part is today we were on air, and Max was reading the SportsCenter highlight, and it was obviously about the game last night. And in the highlight, he read through, obviously, you know, the fact that the 70-plus point win, something hasn't been done before, all this stuff. And I was like, hey, by the way, you missed a big caveat. You know, a guy that is somewhat in the MVP conversation is not playing right now. Mm-hmm. You know that, right? Like, he didn't play, and they still won by this. So what does that say about where this Memphis team is on their way to? Because I think that speaks volumes about the culture that exists. I don't care what you say. Beating any NBA team by 30 or 20 or 30 is one thing. You're like, wow, that's impressive. By that amount, that's unheard of.
What do you tell if you're a Mark Dagnalt? What do you tell? You know, how are you beginning to pick up the pieces from there? You just erase it from memory. You don't even watch the film. I mean, I know you haven't been a part of any blowout loss, like, right?
Jay,
you don't even talk about it.
You burn it. You don't talk about it. It never happened. What happened stays there. Like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
You try to. I mean, I don't even know. I can't even answer that question realistically. I've never been on the side of that. I've lost by maybe 20 points in some NBA games, 25, but I've never lost by 40, by 50, get alone 70. I don't know what you say to that. I have no answer to you for that question.
Yeah, I just don't know if they're listening, right? After you lose by that many, even if they're listening, even if you got the best plan to it's unprecedented. We've never seen it.
That's a team that beat the Lakers twice. I just want
to throw
that out there.
It's true. It's crazy, but it's true. Now, they had Shai Gilgeous in those games, right? Now, in their little bit of defense, They didn't have him last night. They were short of Giddy, too. What about the Suns, Jay, and what they're doing? 18 straight, 114-103 over Detroit last night. Took down Golden State, though, the other night, and did it with Booker going down early. If Chris Paul is healthy, are they the best team in the West?
I think they're one of the best teams. I'm going to tell you this, though, guys. I got this cider ready. I'm going to heat it up tonight. I'm going to add a little bourbon to it. I'm going to sit cozy in front of a fire with my dog. And
big,
my
night. Down. Big night. Big night. I like it.
And I'm going to watch the game tonight. Because for me, look, first of all, Mikal Bridges, like even watching him at Villanova, guys, I mean, he's 6'7 with a 7'1 wingspan. And when I say that he is one of those individuals that is built to defend Steph, it's because of those metrics that I just gave you. But it's also about he has a motor that is relentless. It's just not him guarding Steph Curry, though. They throw a series of bodies at him constantly. Mm-hmm. It forces him to make plays. I mean, he had a lot of turnovers in that night. Now, I don't expect Steph Curry to go as cold as he was, but even when they switch on him with guys like JaVale McGee or DeAndre Ayton, like those guys have the agilities laterally to just try to stay in front, and they have the size where they can play off and challenge the shot late. I just think they are one of the perfectly suited teams that have the personnel to switch 1 through 5, in which they can still lose, but it puts them in the best position defensively to guard the continuity that Golden State plays with, because they have the pieces that maintain that discipline defensively, too. And not a lot of teams have that personnel-wise.
We are, of course, talking to Jay Williams. Catch him every morning on Key, Jay, and Mags on 99.9 FM, ESPN, and First Take also, as well. Join us every single Friday here on the show. I want to turn you to college basketball, Jay, and specifically what's happening with Memphis. Memphis, of course, they got Amani Bates, they got Jalen Duren, entered the season just outside the preseason top 10, and now they've suffered two back-to-back losses against unranked teams, and almost certainly they are going to be out of the top 25 come next Monday. After the loss to Georgia, Georgia team that everybody sort of agrees is not very good at all, maybe the worst in the Power Five. Penny Hardaway took his veterans to task and said he thinks sometimes these guys don't care about winning. How will that go over? What do you think of the strategy of doing that so early in the season? What's just sort of your assessment of what's going on in Memphis?
Well, so I think the interesting thing is, you know, you and a lot of people say, well, you know, as long as you win, it doesn't really matter. I am a firm believer from my background, there is nothing better that helps you get your team's attention than embarrassing losses. There really is. And, you know, I know we live in this world that's so binary. We want everything to be the best, and it's like, this team needs to win every game, and it's one of the worst teams in the Power Five. But the reality is that, you know, your younger players who are some of the most talented players also have to be the ones who lead. And when you don't get that leadership that's coming from your vets, and which Penny's referring to, then I think that becomes somewhat of a problem. So am I going to say, like, hey, Memphis basketball, it's over, it's done? No, because I think teams are taking their lumps. Like, look, I can tell you my example. Like, I think Duke is one of the best teams in the country. Like, we went on the road and we lost to an Ohio State team that barely beat some unranked teams at the beginning of the year, right? Like, teams are going to take their lumps. But I think it's about how you come out on the opposite side of that, and if you can get the young and the old to buy into the sense of urgency that it takes to be successful at the collegiate level. And I think that's going to be Penny Hardaway's biggest challenge. In an era where people love to read headlines, people love to be patted on the back about where you're going to be, can he captivate that team's attention by saying, hey, like, this is where we need to play with that sense of urgency and that dog every single night, regardless whether if you're looking on paper and you're the more talented team, welcome to college basketball. More talented teams don't always win. It's the teams who are executing and who are playing with that sense of urgency defensively night in, night out. Those are the teams that win championships. And this is the team we need to be consistently in order for us to combine that with the talented names to win a championship here in Memphis.
You mentioned that Ohio State loss. Now, right before it, you knock off Gonzaga, obviously. Ohio State one was on the road. You've watched that team. Does it have the look? Does it have the makeup? You're talking about what Penny's got in the experience and the leadership and then a mix of young guys. Does Duke have what it takes for this to be the special one and the swan song for Coach K? What do you think so far?
I do think they have what it takes. One of the things that people aren't talking about, you hear, obviously, people talk about their talent. You hear people talk about, you know, Pablo Banchero and Mark Williams and Trevor Keels, like as if they're going to be top 15 picks, which they probably will be. But one of the biggest kind of unseen pressure that they have is, guys, you know the amount of weight on these kids that every game they play, the amount of media attention, because it's Coach K's last time playing this team. Like, you know, even watching when they came to the Garden, like the presentation beforehand, psychologically, guys, that kind of weighs on you a little bit. You start feeling that. And when I go back to that other team that won it in 2015, that was, you know, they were younger. They had a good combination with Quinn Cook and, you know, Justice Winslow and that young Kraup. Like, there wasn't that pressure on them. And I wonder how these young guys will handle that day in, day out questioning and pressure that comes along with playing in Coach K's last hurrah. Like, we've seen it happen to Jordan. We've seen it happen to Kobe Bryant, D. Wade. Those guys haven't necessarily gone off, you know, winning a championship. And I wonder if Duke will be able to do that as well.
Jay, it's a little off the beaten path, but what do you make as a you know, former player? You played at a lot of different levels. The way that Brian Kelly left Notre Dame, we've talked about that a lot here on the show. A lot of stuff has been written about it. He's got a new accent now at LSU. What do you make of just the way he departed Notre Dame? Like, is that just the business, or like, what's your take on it?
Well, I'm never going to tell a man to turn down, you know, 5 years, 10 years, $95 million plus bonuses. I mean, that's life-changing money. And I don't think Notre Dame would have ever ponied up that type of money that LSU would have. And so I'm all about that. And I get that a lot of coaches and a lot of players, same way players decide not to play in bowl games, coaches decide to leave before bowl games. I understand that. I made a strong comment about it yesterday, guys, because here's one of the things as an ex-athlete, that when you're recruited, you have these coaches that come into your home, and they don't talk to you just like a coach. They almost talk to you like a father figure. And I can tell you right now that my mom and dad were like, hey, this is going to be the best place for my son to go, because I know that this man is going to mold my son into the best young man he can be and be additive to what we provided as a foundation for our family. That was important to my family. So there was a lot of pressure on Coach K to have me continue to grow and evolve as a man. So I think one of the things that was extremely disappointing about it was that, guys, there's still a scenario in which Notre Dame could be in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. And when I hear guys like Gary Barta, who leads the committee that says we can hold that against Notre Dame, even if chaos does occur, that they're playing without their head coach, that may not allow these young men that he had committed to get into the CFP. Like, I think that's cowardly. I don't think it's hard, even if you do miss the spring signing period. And I understand there's a huge amount of priority around that, but to say, give me a week, I'm committed. Like, I'll sign the agreement. Here you go, signed. But we're going to hold off for 1 week for me to see whether my team actually has a chance to make the college football playoffs. And guys, if they make the college football playoffs, I'm going to coach them. I at least owe that to them. I can leave after that, but at least get me into that juncture, because I told all these kids that I was going to help them evolve as a person. And that's for me. I would have chose to do the latter. Unfortunately, I don't think Brian Kelly took that decision that way. And, you know, his legacy, his character, will have to live with that.
Jay, man, you're the best as always. We appreciate the time.
Thank
every
you, sir.
Friday, man.
Week.
Thank you.
All right, boys. Yep. Talk to you guys next week.
Yes, sir. He is Jay Williams. Catch him on 92.9 every single morning here in Memphis. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jermaine Johnson going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.